Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 19th of June at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Enterprise Ireland, and we'll be looking at biotech and all the markets as usual as Nvidia becomes the world's biggest company. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Reuters reports that merging national stock exchanges with clearinghouses and pan-EU supervision are the next steps needed to achieve a better capital market for the EU, according to Commissioner Mairead McGuinness. Member states should set aside such national symbols and recognise that consolidation is crucial to develop the single market for capital, said Ms. McGuinness. Countries have long blocked efforts to centralise supervision and consolidate market players, but discussion on this is needed to end fragmentation, she said, adding that the need was now more pressing as EU financial centres like Frankfurt and Paris face post-Brexit competition from London. The EU's decade-old capital markets union project has made some progress but faces opposition on key issues. These include centralising supervision and streamlining tax and solvency rules, with progress on opening up cross-border markets to retail investors also very slow. Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times reports that building 50,000 homes a year would require 20 billion euro in development finance annually, according to the Department of Finance. In a new report assessing the funding landscape for residential development, the department calculated that 30,000 housing units completed in 2022 required development funding, both public and private, of around 11 billion euro. This would have to almost double to achieve the enhanced 50,000 units a year target, which is expected to be adopted as the national target later this year. To meet this level of output, the sector would require funding of 20 billion a year, with the majority of that, of 17 billion, coming from private resources, the department said. Adrian Weckler in the Irish Independent reports that the Stripe co-founder John Collison says that employees at the payments company would likely be allowed to cash in some of their shares in future, as speculation over the company's eventual IPO continues to simmer. The Limerick-born Collison, who founded the joint-headquartered Irish-American company with his brother Patrick in 2010, said that the move was merely a repetition of what had been done in recent times. "We did that last year, we did that this year, and we'll probably do it again in the future," he told Bloomberg Television. "To fund it may require further cash and the company's existing from the company's existing investors, as Stripe has done before. The cash out mechanism is seen as a way of rewarding employees in an industry where stock options are considered a valuable part of staff incentives."
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.